I pray He's your rock today. I pray you're not leaning on some other foundation. Because when the storms of life come, and they will come, it'll be like you're standing upon the sinking sands, going further down into that sand, unable to retrieve yourself. For we have many cares in this life that pull at us. Many things that we have to struggle against. I tell you, we need that solid rock. I'm glad I am standing on the rock today. Hallelujah. And I'm glad that Jesus knows me. I pray today for God's will to be done in this service. I have been praying about what the Lord wanted me to bring to the congregation today when Brother Woods asked me to preach for him while he was gone. It's been a bit of a struggle because I want to go one way and the Lord wanted to go another. Isn't that sometimes how it is? But I want to obey God.
Yes, amen.
And I want to go where God is leading me to go this morning because I believe God has a word for us. Would you stand with me this morning? I want to open with a passage. We're going to go as well to some other epistles here. But I do want to open with this in Philippians chapter 3. I believe that God has given each and every one of us a tremendous high calling in God. His precious blood that was shed for us should not be wasted. His blood that was poured out at Calvary was for us. And it was a great sacrifice on His part. But without that shedding of blood, there could have been no remission of sins. And we needed remission of our sins. We needed forgiveness. And our great shepherd, our King, died at Calvary. Poured out His blood. Poured out His precious blood. And gave us life and life eternal.
Yes.
Woo! What a God we have. A loving God.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul talks about this high calling. Go with me to verse 13 of chapter 3. He says, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have had us for an example. For many walk of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself." Can you say amen to God's Word?
Amen.
You may be seated this morning. After the conversion of the Apostle Paul in Acts, knowing the lifestyle that he lived before, knowing that he was a man that persecuted those of the way before they were known as Christians, bringing them to bondage, bringing them to prison, chains, getting letters from the high council and being able to go out and to take whom he will. Supposing he was doing right for God, supposing that he was following the law according to God's way. He did it with vigor. He did it with earnestness. He did it with zeal. As a matter of fact, he was so prominent in what he was doing that many of the way feared when this man Saul came to town because he was out looking for you. But after his conversion, hallelujah, after he fell to the ground and the great light appeared unto him and the Lord spoke unto him, wow. Saul, Saul, what are you doing? It's hard for you to kick against the pricks. And I love what the Saul understood and knew that, hey, this wasn't just something that happened. This wasn't just something I'm imagining here. He heard the voice and it brought fear to him. And he had a question. He said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Whoo! And God told him that it'll be told what you will do for me. I want you to go. But what is important, what I want you to see upon that conversion is how much this man will change. It's amazing to me today in life how conversion, people say I'm converted to God, but there's no change in their life. There's nothing different about them. Oh, they may come to church, or they may put on a different attitude for a little while. But there must be a radical change in an individual's life when they come to God. They're not the same anymore. They are changed. God has saved you. He who was a tyrant and went after those of the way now has become one who is pressing toward the mark. The prize of the calling of God in Christ Jesus. With God's help this morning, I want to share with you in some ways in which the Apostle Paul has shared with us that we are to follow after God. And he talks about that in some of his writings to end the epistles. It shares with us that this life that we have is a walk with us. It's a walk. A walk is not sitting. When we walk somewhere, we have a destination and plan, right? I mean, you just don't walk aimlessly. When you get up to walk, you're walking somewhere. You're heading to something. You're going. You're in motion somewhere. I want us to understand this morning that God wants to show us our walk with Him. And it's very important that we see this walk and how God views it and how God sees it. So I want you to just for a moment pray with me. Because I want God's will. Would you pray? Just pray with me. Heavenly Father, I need Your guidance. I need Your strength. As I share the Word and the Scriptures this morning, God, would You open up the hearts? Would You show us, Lord, where we need to be? Would You give us, Lord, what we need this morning? I can't do it. I need Your strength, Your might, Your power. For God, without You, I am nothing. Hallelujah. But Lord, with You I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. If you turn with me in the book of Galatians chapter 5, it talks about the works of the flesh to begin with. I want to read a couple verses here in verse 16 of Galatians chapter 5. He says, This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Amen? Now the works of the flesh are manifest, and he lists all these works, and these are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revilings of such like, of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Right. Now that's not all things. He just listed a few. Right. But these things he listed here, these are the works of the flesh. But we are to walk. There is a walk, and that walk must be conducted in the Spirit of God. If we're not in the Spirit, we're in the flesh. We, as men and women today, who are born of God, have His Spirit. Woo, glory. And that Spirit does not want to walk after the flesh. That old nature wants to walk after the flesh. That old man wants to rise up within you and say, hey, I want to walk this way and I want to go this way. I want to lead you this path and I want you to go over here. But the Apostle Paul says, no, no, no. Those are the works of the flesh. We need to be walking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. How many believe that? He is now explaining, actually, what is proposed in Galatians chapter 5. Turn over there if you're still there. Galatians chapter 5 verse 13, just up a little bit. For he says, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. I tell you, there better be love among God's people. There better be love among God's people in serving one another. Amen. Walk by the Spirit. Follow His guidance. Oh, how many times we walk not in the Spirit. How many times we follow our own selfish will. Come on, church. We're not following His guidance in all things. We're not fulfilling what God wants in our life. Hallelujah. He wants us to be in the Spirit of God, walking after the Spirit. Not to desire the flesh. Not to desire the corrupt nature. We have been caught out of that, church. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25 says, if we live in the Spirit, what? Let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. Woo! Let us walk in the Spirit. If we are indeed raised from the dead, hallelujah, and are new and alive to God. Oh, church, hear me. By the operation of the Holy Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. Let us follow how God guides us. Let us in all the tempers that we have in us, our thoughts and everything, our words, our very actions should be led and guided by the Spirit. But how often our words lead us and guide us other ways? How often our little tongue gets us in trouble and we speak things we shouldn't speak. And we wish we could capture those words back. We wish we could have walked a different course in the Spirit, but we didn't. We ended up walking after the flesh. Our thoughts and everything need to be guided, careful over the words that we have and the words that we speak. I tell you, people say words don't hurt you. Yes, they do hurt you. They will destroy you if you're not very careful. Turn over to Ephesians with me for a second. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1 says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Hallelujah. Notice what he's saying here. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Woo! Glory to God. Walk worthy of the vocation that you are in. I like that about the apostle. The prisoner of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. He was in prison for his God's sake. He was. And not only for God, for you. He says, I'm the prisoner of the Lord because of you. I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. For the sake of the gospel, hallelujah, which he has preached to them. I tell you what, there should be no more powerful motive for us to walk worthy than when we hear the apostle say, the prisoner of the Lord. Woo! The prisoner of the Lord. Beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. This walk is important with God.
Oh, yes.
The walk should be very important with you.
Yes.
How you conduct yourself, how you walk, and your mannerisms, everything you do, where you go, everything should please God. You are walking and being led by the Spirit of God. You should magnify God in your vocation, whatever it is God has placed you in. On your jobs, where you're at, praise the Lord. You should magnify God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians 5:2. I thought he was talking to me. Sorry. Ephesians 5:2. And walk in love. Woo, there we go. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling Savior. Oh, hallelujah. You know, we need to put on the new man, church. Created in Christ Jesus. Putting on that new man. He talks about that. As a matter of fact, in chapter 4, verse 17, he says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth not walk as the other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their minds." We're not to walk like the world. We're not to act like the world. We have been changed by the glory of God. And therefore, don't let your mind think upon things of vanity. Amen. He says, having, verse 18, the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness to work all manner of uncleanness with greediness. But you have not so learned Christ. Amen. Oh, we have not learned Christ that way. Hallelujah. We need that new man in us, alive and alert. Hallelujah. Therefore, not only are we to walk, as Galatians, as I said earlier, walking in the Spirit, we are to walk worthy of God, as the prisoner of the Lord has told us, Paul, for his sake and for yours, that the gospel should be preached. Amen. And not only are we to walk worthy, we are to walk in love, as Ephesians 5:2 says. We are followers of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to be imitators of God. Oh my. The worst thing I can see out there in the world is when a Christian is not walking as they should. When they're showing some other imitation of someone else. When a Christian is Christian and walking in the Spirit, there is a total difference between one who is walking right with God and one who is not walking with God. Amen, church. We need to be imitators of God. Well, how am I going to be imitators of God? Well, you've got to have the mind of God. Amen. You've got to know what God thinks. You've got to know how God acts. You've got to know how God reacts. You've got to get into God's Word. You've got to know what Jesus did. Amen. You've got to follow His example, praise God. When we are with people and around people, we're to follow after Christ's example. If not, we're going to fall into our own examples. Or we'll fall into somebody else's example. But if we're going to follow a good one, we need to follow the Apostle Paul. Isn't it amazing how the Apostle Paul says, "Follow me as I follow Christ"? Amen. When we have good men among us who are filled with the Spirit of God, baptized in the Holy Ghost, reaching out to people, reaching out for God, working in the ministry, working in the service of God, showing themselves approved workmen, not to be ashamed. We need to follow their example. Hallelujah. You say, "Well, who can I look to?" Well, there's men around us you can look to who are following good, godly example. Amen. I'll list some to you. Brother Woods. Amen. Brother Lapp. Amen. Praise God. These elders, the men among us who are following God, we need to follow their example. Praise God, church. Hallelujah. Walk in love. Oh boy, I could turn the Bible over here and just go into 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and stay there all day and talk to you about the love of God, how we are to be walk in that love. If a Christian does not have a love, he's like a sounding brass, clinging cymbal, you know, clash. Doesn't sound right, you know. You know what I'm talking about. It's just not there. When love is there, oh, hallelujah. It's like an orchestra. Praise God, it's playing beautifully. We need the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, church. Walking in that love. Being imitators of God. Ephesians 5:8 says, "For you were yet sometimes in darkness, but now ye are the light of the Lord. Walk as children of light." Woo, glory. Amen. I'm not in darkness any longer, church. Praise God. I'm not walking after the rudiments of this world any longer. I'm not living for myself any longer. I'm living for God. Hallelujah. I'm walking in the light that God has shed in my life and in my heart today. Whoa, man. Now I'm walking in His light. He has opened up the way for me. He has opened up the truth for me. He has given me the way that I need to follow, not in darkness. Amen. I'm not walking after this world. I'm not in total blindness and ignorance that I used to be in. Amen. My mind is now illuminated with the glory of God. My heart and my has been just over flooded with God's grace and God's mercy in it. I no longer am walking in that ignorance away from God. Why? Because God has reconciled me. God has brought me closer to Him. Hallelujah. God has set me, as I were, down by His feet. I'm learning of God. I'm growing in this grace. I'm walking toward Him. I'm pressing toward the mark. Hallelujah. Oh, church, we need are no longer are we in darkness. No, sir. The prince of this world does not have hold of us. Can you say amen?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Walk as children of light. Woo, hallelujah. Children of light. Walk as the light has been presented to you. Amen. Walk as the light has been given to you. Just like the Apostle Paul, with a great light shone upon him. And he fell to the earth. Oh, glory. He couldn't see. Well, all he saw was a bright shining light and heard a voice. Oh, glory. But that light was so bright that he could not look upon it. We need to let the light of God be shed abroad in us, church. We need to have that illuminating light of Christ come into our lives afresh and anew to show us and to give us understanding and knowledge. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not in darkness. No, sir. Oh, hallelujah. We are not in darkness any longer. I don't follow after the ways of the world. He says in Ephesians 5, go with me to verse 15. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. My, my, my. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Making melody in your heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord. See that you walk circumspectly. I looked this up in a dictionary or commentary. This is one I haven't saw before, and I thought, wow, I've never seen it like this before. It says circumspectly. It says exactly. With the utmost accuracy. Ooh, think about that. Exactly. With the utmost accuracy. Getting to the highest pitch of every point of holiness. Woo! That should drive us, praise God. I'm telling you, church, it should drive us. That we walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Amen.
Right.
Pressing on, going forward, going to that point of holiness that we can get to. We need all that God wants us. Our walk should be pressing toward and redeeming the time that is before us.
Right.
Oh, glory to God. We don't need to be as fools, the Bible says. That's what Paul said. Don't be as fools. They don't know where they're going. They're walking some other direction. They're walking another course of life, you know. They're thinking the walk that they is just fine. But the Apostle Paul has already told you got to walk in the Spirit. You got to walk worthy. You got to walk in love. You got to walk as children of light. And you got to walk circumspectly. Woo! Hallelujah! God expects our walk to be according to the Scripture. If we're not lined up with the Scripture, then we're not walking in God's ways. We're walking in our ways. You can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself, but God sees it this way. I believe God has anointed and blessed this Apostle Paul with the wisdom and understanding to give to us the revelations that we need for the day that we live in. I can't walk out of the Spirit. If I walk out of the Spirit, then I'm walking in the flesh. Church, we can't do that. We can't straddle the fence. We can't say, well, today I'll walk in the Spirit. Tomorrow, well, I'll just lose my temper and just get all mad and do what I want to do. No, sir. We've got to live in the Spirit day by day. Hallelujah. Walking in it. Trusting in the Spirit of the Lord to guide and to lead us in all things. I like that walking circumspectly. How many of us are redeeming the time? Phew. Because the days are evil. Look around us. It doesn't take much thought to look around us and see what's going on in our world. I'm not going to spend time up here telling you all the troubles that our world has. I think you pretty much know it. I don't have to tell you. We're in a mess. This world is in a mess. Christians are hated. The Christians, they want to get rid of God's Word. They want to get rid of God's people in this world. I'm telling you, church, we're in a mess. We need to redeem the time. Redeeming means to buy up the time. Don't waste your time. How much time have we wasted in walking with God? How much time? I just want you to ponder it for a moment and think. How much time have you truly wasted? You say, well, brother, I don't have the time. We all have the right time. We all have 24 hours a day. We all have to bathe and clean ourselves and the whole thing. All of us have a certain amount of time that is free to us. Some more, some maybe less than others. But we have time. Every day. And it's what we do in those moments and that time that's free determines whether or not we're redeeming the time or not.
Go ahead.
A lot of people will sit and continually watch television for the free 4 hours that they have off. Others will sit and talk on a phone. Others will go with an activity or go somewhere and do something where God is called, not God, but where they feel that they need to be. Whatever that activity is. They have no consciousness of God. It's all self. It's all what I want. It's all what pleases me. That's what I'm going to do. This is my time, and I'm free. I'm off work. I don't have nothing to do, so here I go. We forgot to redeem the time. When we should have been maybe going to the Word of God that we have neglected. Amen? When we should have been hitting our knees upon our floors that we have been neglecting. When we should have been in the council, in the prayer room, in the closet with God, seeking Him, redeeming this time, asking God for help in this walk that we are in, asking God to help us to walk in the Spirit, to walk worthy of the vocation wherein He has called us, to walk in the love before men, hallelujah, and to walk as children of light, that we can be a light to those who are in darkness, that we can walk circumspectly, looking exactly, urgently, up to the utmost, getting to that highest pitch in our holy walk.
Come on, man.
Woo!
Come on.
How many of us are hungry enough to get there? How many of us are redeeming that time, saying, this I've set aside for God. This is the hour or whatever we place a time for God. We're going to give it to Him. I've redeemed this time because God wants me to walk circumspectly. Hallelujah. I can't waste it. You've heard the cliche. A lot of times we say, wow, where did the time go? Where'd the year go? Yeah. I'm getting to that point. I'm getting close to 60, and I'm like, whoo! Where'd the years go? Yeah. They just fly by, you know? Yes, it's just here, and it's gone. It's the way we are. We're like a vapor.
Right.
You know, sometimes we don't think about that much, you know? The Bible tells us we need to number our days. It's good for us to say, Lord, to take an evaluation of the days that we have left on this earth. I don't have many years left that the Lord should tarry. You know, praise God. I don't. Some of us have less than me. Others have more maybe than me if the Lord tarries. But we cannot waste that precious time. We must be about the Lord's business. We must be walking in the direction that God wants us to walk. We must be putting our feet walking in the direction God says. It is no good for a man to put his hand to the plow and then look back. Does no good. We need to be pressing toward the mark of God and that high calling of God. Let us not be foolish men, foolish women, and neglecting to redeem the time that God has allowed us to serve Him, to work for Him, to love Him. You know, I look in the Scriptures and I go back to that. You don't have to go there, but you may if you want. To that of the book of Acts, I believe it's chapter 15, 13, 14 or 15, where the Apostle Paul is there with a group of men. And in that group of men, they are doing something that's important. He says they are ministering unto the Lord. I thought, wow, wait a minute. These men, these brothers in Antioch, got together. This is before Paul. This is when Paul and Barnabas will be separated from them to do the work of God for the Gentiles. But before that, they had Christian men together. Yeah. Worshiping, praying, and ministering to one another? No, to God. Ministering to the Lord. You know what they were doing? Redeeming the time.
Right.
Paul already knew he'd got the confirmation from God. He already knew that he was to be a light to the Gentiles. But he hasn't gone yet. He was waiting until God, the Holy Spirit, moved him. And the Holy Spirit broke in on that communion, that sweet fellowship, that redemption of time that they had ministering to the Lord. And the Holy Ghost came down and said, "Separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas, for the work that I have for them." Woo! Glory to God. They prepared themselves for the call. Hallelujah. Oh, how many of us run out too quickly. We're running to go and do God's bidding too quickly before we've redeemed the time that's precious with God. Amen, church? Praise the Lord. Philippians. Turn over there for a second. Philippians chapter 3. Nevertheless, verse 16, we also have already attained. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same things. Oh, we're to walk by the same rule, folks. We need to take care lest we lose that. Amen? The ground in which we have already attained. The ground which we have already conquered. Let us walk by the same rule. Praise God. Let us not take every wind of doctrine that pops up. Glory to God. Let's walk where we've already gained. Let us not lose that gain that we had. Let us walk by the same rule that we have already done, that we have already been following after the Lord Jesus Christ. It is important for us. Notice what the apostle said. Brethren, be followers together, verse 17, of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Oh, God help us to walk by that same rule. God has given us a high calling, church. We are to walk toward that high calling that is Christ. Hallelujah. Not only are we to walk by that same rule, but we're to walk worthy of all pleasing. Oh, my. Come on now. How many believe it? I believe it. Colossians, I'll show you. 1:10. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. He said, Brother Cotter, why do you keep hitting on this? Because it's our walk. We're destined. We're going somewhere here, church. That you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. That knowing His whole will, we need to know, church. Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. So as to actually to please Him in all things. I like that. Daily increasing in the living, experiential knowledge of God. I'm experiencing this day in and day out. Our God, our Father, He's our Savior. He is our sanctifier. We need to walk unto the Lord with all pleasing. Notice what it says. Verse 11, strengthened with all might, according to His glorious power. What strength are we relying on today? Do we rely on the strength of our own mental capacity to know God's Word? I mean, I've met people that, boy, they can just quote you the Word. They just come out. But they can't live the life. They have head knowledge. But no heart knowledge. They put it all up here, but they can't put it down here. We need to be strengthened with might according to this glorious power. His glorious power. And to all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Glory to God. Giving thanks unto the Father which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. If I'm doing that, I'm not pleasing myself, folks. I'm not trying to please anyone else. Problem is, we try to please this brother, this sister. We try to please the pastor. We try to do that. We need to walk to please God. When you walk in pleasing God, you're going to please your brother. You're going to please your sister. You're going to please the pastor. You're going to please your neighbors. You're going to please those who are your co-workers. I'm telling you, we've got to walk unto all pleasing. Pleasing. Being fruitful. If we're not bearing fruit, something's wrong. Amen? Yeah. If fruit's not being bared in us, something's wrong with our walk with God into all pleasing. Yeah. We should have the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. Our fruit should flow from us. Hallelujah. This is the type of walk that Paul told the Colossian church. Walk worthy of the Lord. Increase in that knowledge. Phew. Increase in that knowledge. Patient. Long suffering. That ain't long faceness, you know. That ain't your chin dragging the ground when things aren't going good. Woe is me. I'll tell you what it is. It's like being like my brother Doug, who looks up by faith and says, my God, I'm still hoping in Him to heal me. Woo. Hallelujah. That's walking unto the Lord and to all pleasing. Walking with that knowledge. Colossians chapter 4. Well, let's go first of all. I'm sorry. Chapter 2. I'm just taking you through a little bit here. Colossians chapter 2 verse 6. And you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. What are you to do? Walk in Him. Woo! Glory. How many have received Christ Jesus the Lord today? How, is He your Lord? If He's your Lord, what are you to do? How? He says in verse 7, rooted and built up in Him. How many of you can pull up a tree by its roots? It's hard, isn't it? I don't care how little that tree is. If it's got some roots going down, it's even hard to pull up a little baby tree. They got roots down there. And they're grabbing on, you know. And it's difficult to get a rooted plant up. Oh, I got a chore for me up here pretty soon to get rooted plants up. Amen. Them things are rooted. But we need to be rooted and built up in Christ. Woo! Glory. When we walk in Him, when we're established in the faith that you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm building up my most holy faith in my God. Amen. I am walking in Christ. Walking in Christ. Rooted in God. That's where our roots need to be, church. That's what the Apostle Paul is trying to tell us. Root yourself in God. Hallelujah. Then when you're rooted down in God, nothing shall be able to pluck you out. Nothing storm that comes your way shall be able to destroy you. Why? Because you're rooted. You're settled in God. Today we've got many folks who are unrooted. And it doesn't take much of a storm to come their way to blow them over. Yes, sir. It doesn't take much, church. But be rooted in God. Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Again, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always seasoned with grace. Seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. That is one of the verses I like. I've always liked in Scripture when I came across it. Because it really talked about how I'm to talk. And I really like that because he says, let your speech be always with grace. How are you talking to people? Are you talking to people in wisdom? Or do we just talk to people and let our mouth run? And it's not seasoned with grace. It's not salted. It doesn't bear godliness with it. It could bear anger, resentment, ill will. How is our speech presented to people? Well, the Apostle Paul tells us, walk in wisdom toward them that are without. Redeeming that time. Yes. Let your speech be always with grace. That you may know how you ought to answer every man. So in all parts of our life, we ought to have good consideration, even of those who are outside the church. You say, well, brother, they're not in the church. We should still treat them as God would treat them. And our words to them should be still seasoned with salt. Yes, we should tell them about God. Yes, we should tell the sinner if he is in error. Yes, we should say these things, but we should say them in a manner that is worthy of Christ. Worthy of love. Why? Because Paul says, walk in wisdom toward them. Watch your speech. Watch what you say to folks. You're representative of Christ. We are representing Him, church. We need to walk as well among those outside the church advisedly, right? Be careful and to be cautious. We're not to be ignorant of the ways of the world, but we need to be cautious about those that we're around. Because they can pull us away from truth. They can pull us away in error. We always need to walk with wisdom. We always need to be seeking occasion to win them. How many want to win people to the Lord? I want to win folks to the Lord. I know you want to win folks to the Lord. I shared a few of these things about with you this morning, hopefully, that it will encourage us today that we need to walk more after God. I hope some of them may have sunk in. Hope all of them have. But we have been exhorted through the Apostle Paul, who once walked after the course of this world. That's what he walked after. He wasn't walking after God. He thought he was, but he was far from it. But a changed life, because he learned being born again of the Spirit of God, changed his life. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to stand with me this morning. Could you stand? We need to learn to walk in the Spirit, church. We need to learn to walk worthy of God. As the apostle said, I am a prisoner of the Lord. Hallelujah. In prison for His sake and for yours. Oh, praise God. And for this blessed gospel that we have. We need to learn to walk worthy. We need to learn to walk in love. Following after God. Being imitators of God. We are not in darkness any longer, church. We are not like those who walk in total blindness. We have been given the light. God has given us His Spirit. Walk as the children of light. We have no fellowship with darkness any longer. Walk circumspectly. Look and attain to the highest peak. Glory to God. Unto holiness, glory. Unto the grace that God has given before us. Search it out. Follow it. Seek it. Oh, praise God. Walk in that air. Walk after the same rule. Don't lose ground. Don't give up. We've been taught the doctrines of Christ. And we need to follow after these doctrines, obeying the same rule that has been handed down through the Christ and the apostles. Amen. Don't lose ground. Let's walk by the same rule. Walk worthy unto all pleasing. Walk worthy of the Lord. Worthy of God. Daily increasing in His loving care and His knowledge. He is our God, church. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our Sanctifier. Walk into all pleasing unto Him. Walk in wisdom. Walk in wisdom within the church, but walk in consideration of those outside the church with wisdom. That you may know how to answer every man. That we may be cautious, yes, but that we still speak the words of Christ. Let us be like the Apostle Paul. Let us be like him. And with these exhortations he has given the different churches, Ephesians, Colossians, and those of Galatia, we need to do these things. But I believe if we do them, God will be with us. God will be with us. God will be with us. I want to open the altars today, and I want you to come. And I want you to seek God. That God would just give you wisdom in these areas that we've spoken about in your walk with Him. There may be an area that you're having difficulty with. Then you need to ask God to help you. That's all. God wants to fill you. God wants us all to come into His perfect knowledge. So would you come? Amen. I want you to just step out and come. God knows where you're at this morning. God knows your heart. He knows your desire. He knows if you've been redeeming the time or not. He knows if you've been walking in His areas of which we spoke. You can't fool God. God knows you, church. Oh, I want you to know something. You can walk in His way, church. You can walk in His way. Our Heavenly Father, this morning I pray for Your guidance.